Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. Practically everyone is looking for ways to make a little extra income. To do so, most persons often find themselves trying to start some kind of small enterprise on the side. Unfortunately, most persons end up quitting soon after they start, especially after finding out they weren't really ready to make the personal investment that running a successful side enterprise demands. On today's program, 5 questions you may want to ask yourself before starting a business on the side. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Question number 1. Do you have the time? Aside from the time demands of your regular job, you will need to factor in time for family or personal commitments, recreational activities, and you will require time to rest and recuperate so you can function effectively at your primary occupation. Taking all that into consideration, you then have to ask yourself if you will have the time to dedicate to a second enterprise. It may seem doable at first, but after a month or two, it can start to take its toll and may cause you to burn out. If, on the other hand, you find yourself able to manage, then consider this one hurdle cleared in your quest for a steady secondary income. Question number 2. Can you do it effectively? This may seem like a basic concern, but it is definitely legitimate. There is a huge difference between doing something and doing it well. One common type of secondary enterprise people embark on is selling consumer items such as clothes, perfumes, etc. The truth, however, is that we aren't all natural salespeople, and some persons will need to learn sales strategies to win customers and make regular sales. In this way, it becomes a matter of whether you genuinely have the time to learn the skills to be effective in your side enterprise. You may be better off avoiding a particular activity if you can't dedicate the time to successfully deliver it to customers. Sometimes all it takes is one bad review to kill a potential stream of income. If, however, you can see yourself being great at the side enterprise, then by all means, pursue it. Question number 3. Are your goods or services sustainable? Whether services or goods, in order to have a successful enterprise, you have to be able to guarantee that you can meet the demands of customers on a regular basis. The last thing you want is to have a successful enterprise fall apart because you or a third party who plays a critical role in your operation becomes unreliable. In essence, you want to be able to make firm guarantees about your goods or services to customers, even with the demands of your primary job. The last thing you want is to build a customer base and then suddenly lose it because you can't meet demand. Question number 4. Are you overestimating interest in your goods or services? Take this scenario. Jennifer makes earrings as a hobby. She receives a few compliments about her earrings from family members and friends and on this basis decides to try selling them. After spending time and money to produce a line of earrings, she makes a few sales to friends and family, then hits a major slump. Why have the sales slumped? It turns out people bought her earrings because they liked her, nothing more. It's important to canvas various types of people to gauge interest in your product and see if there is a strong customer base. The last thing you want is to spend time, energy, and resources to create something that ends up failing because you had no real evidence other than personal belief that your goods or services were marketable. Question number 5. Are you breaching any regulations of your primary job? Many persons opt to make their side enterprise an extension of their primary occupation. That may be a wise decision, unless your job regulations prevent you from doing so. It may be useful to examine the terms of your employment contract with your primary employer to ensure that you aren't breaching any agreements. That way, you don't risk losing your job for a payday that is by itself a fraction of your overall expenses. So to recap, ask yourself the following questions before deciding to start a side enterprise. Number 1. Do you have the time? Number 2. Can you do it effectively? Number 3. Are your goods and services sustainable? Number 4. Are you overestimating interest in your services? And finally, are you breaching your job regulations? If your answers to these questions are positive, then go ahead and start your side enterprise. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.